What's happening, Rob?
Lauren Jones, it is Friday after Snapping World, aka find some place to nap.
Oh my goodness. I know. I felt like coming back from Charlotte, I went the long way home. Had to go down to Atlanta and then cross the US. Yeah. It was we took the zigzag way home, but that's okay. Got in super, super late last night, but I'm still riding the high of Thrive and Staffing World. Ooh. What an amazing time. I mean, all the exhaustion was worth it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I will say that the hype was real. But again, I was fanboying over Reshma.
let's start from the beginning.
Yeah. And then I was also fanboying off over Henna Pryor, one of our former guests.
Right. Yes. Yes. If you are a woman or a man, quite frankly, and you haven't attended Thrive, I think next year we're going to open it up to gentlemen to do like a specific sort of hour and round table so that, you know, you have some understanding. First of all, I am so grateful to Joyce Russell, who actually was, you know, part of getting us Reshma. I was super fortunate to reap the benefits of that, having chaired Thrive this year, getting to play MC, that was super fun. But opening the show with Reshma, closing it with Henna, it was amazing. Reshma gave us all things on Brave, not perfect, but you know, she spliced in a little bit of Pay Up. We got to hear all about Girls Who Code. Rob's got his copy, Brave Not Perfect. And then talked a little bit about Moms First and that, you know, there is a solution to some of this inequity that we have going on in this childcare, right? The workforce today is not set up for moms. Why is the school day, you know, why is the work day 9 to 5 and schools from 8 to 3, right? We're set up to fail from the beginning. So just hearing her take on that, an opening with such a powerful keynote, was so moving. And then this year, we did something new, and I'll tell our listeners the story behind this. So I was at a conference, and they opened the conference with just, you know, there was just not a ton of equity. You know, it was an all-male cast.
We're talking about your walkout moment?
No, this is another moment.
A different moment. Okay.
When I just don't see female representation in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I get fired up, guys. So I was at a conference and it opened again, like just zero diversity. And I said something, you know, I was super nice and very professional. I said something. But one of the things that sort of slapped me in the face was the response. And they said, no women will volunteer to speak. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, what?
How did that end for that human?
No,
now I want to be able to fly in that room.
They had a point. If women aren't raising their hands, how do we help them do that? Wow. And so this year we started ThriveX, which is instead of TEDx, it's like Tanya X, right? So it's our female version of TEDx. And so what we did is we put
Tanya X is not your best work ever. I'm still laughing, guys. I'm just trying to keep my mouth away from the microphone.
We announced it. We took applications in June. We had 30 applicants. So if you want to be a female speaker, you know, submit your application. You had to do a video and submit, you know, your talk track. We narrowed it down to 12, and then we narrowed it down to 3 women that were giving their keynotes at Thrive. And oh my goodness, Laura Fuller, Victoria Hill, Amy Yakowski, these women knocked it out of the park. It was phenomenal to see them be able to shine on that stage. You know, some of them very first time keynotes. And they're just, it was amazing to see. And so, you know, ThriveX is definitely coming back. It was a hit.
We had people asking how to be a like some women raising their hands to be public speakers the last day. Yeah. They were asking questions about it, which was so cool.
Yeah. After ThriveX. Well, we got Jess Ekstrom back to Thrive this year to do her mic drop workshop. So if you are a female and you are interested in public speaking, Jess Ekstrom is your girl. She's got the mic drop workshop. And we got to partake in that in the morning. And it was fantastic. And then we continued the event throughout the day. And then we ended with Henna, you know, do it awkward, do it anyway. We've had her on the podcast. She was sensational. I got emotional seeing just another woman succeed like that. It just was, you know, so we ended the conference with me in tears and doing the Lady Leaders Pledge. I mean, what's better than that?
And if you haven't heard that before, I may add that to the episode right here. So stay tuned. You might be able to take the pledge on the episode. So.
Okay, so let's finish with the Lady Leaders Pledge. Hands up, bring hand up. All right? I commit.
To one deliberate act a day.
To help a woman rise.
Oh, yes.
Send us your video of you standing up and taking the pledge, men and women, men and ladies.
That'd be awesome. I would love that. That'll definitely go viral on LinkedIn. I love that. Then we moved into staffing world. I mean, my goodness. Opening with Coach K. I've seen him speak before. It never gets old. He's so dynamic. He's so inspiring. And he makes it seem normal that he's having a conversation with Kobe and LeBron, like, you know, just sitting down, you know, clucking.
It was normal.
Yeah, it was normal for him.
That's part of his life.
Right. It makes it sound like a Tuesday, you know, and just like a normal
Tuesday.
It probably was a Tuesday. It's so normal to him. And he says it like we should, you know, not be in awe about that. But, you know, the life lessons that you know, you walked away with, the consistency and communication and building a culture that, you know, accepts people for their art. He just is everything. Then we went into sessions, which was super awesome. I did a session this year on sales. We did Keith Waitman, Mark Agostinelli, Leslie Kardec. This is a changing market, a volatile market to some, and, you know, how do you navigate these uncertain waters, from a sales perspective? And, I felt like, you know, we left people with some tangible takeaways, quite literally. You know, there were quite a few, handouts that we gave to everybody, outside of me almost choking to death. The session went well, but there's the ICP.
I unpacked my book bag directly to the right of where I'm sitting. And
I love it. Yeah, tangible takeaways. Joyce Russell had an amazing session. Robin Mee. I mean, like it just your usual suspects of people that are just giving these morsels of wisdom out to the industry. And then Paul Zikopoulos. Leave it to a
you
Greek,
did great.
Too. That I know. Amazing. Leave it to a Greek. To give me the opalises. And he, oh my God, outside of Rushma and Hannah, like,
he's
and
fantastic.
Jess,
he was
like, he was
very
an absolute highlight, talking about AI, and
he like flying on the keyboard in live demo.
I know.
Live showing us
live showing, building code.
AI.
I like
it. Was
it, it was wild and absurd, and he was sensational. But here's where I just felt vindicated as a nerd, fellow nerd, is when he said, because I've been quoted as saying, you know, AI is not going to replace you, but a person that knows how to use AI will. And he ended with that. And I was like, yeah
for sure.
Yes. He was awesome. He was awesome. I could have listened to him talk all freaking day long. So it's like you have to enable yourself. And I was just doing a training. I just did an AI training today with an agency.
You came off the show and you did a full on hour.
I did a full on hour training.
By the way, guys, you should sign your entire team up for training with Lauren Jones. It is one.
Yeah. Come do our AI course. We have 16 prompts that we teach you on for sales and recruiting. And we do two sessions. We, you know, walk you through sort of why we are where we are and talk you through the prompts and the why on the prompts. And then we do another session where we're like literally just keyboarding prompts together. So any hoodles, I just thought he was brilliant. And then, you know,
been on one of those trainings one day.
I know. My only regret is my flight was early and I missed Dominique Dawes, the Olympian. And I know she was fantastic. I've heard nothing but amazing. I got a text, just really just rubbing my face in how much I missed out. But I'd been there since Sunday. It was time for me to go home.
Yeah.
That's how the whole thing started. The Lady Leaders met in Charlotte the day before all the festivities, and we had a pajama party and an amazing dinner. And I am so lucky to have those 14 other women as my posse. I don't even know how I got so blessed. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree that you are blessed to have all four women. Okay. I get to, now that like, so they're all CEOs, and this is no crack against them. But now that I've been around for a while, they all engage with me way more. So, and they're all really cool. So I appreciate that. So,
yeah.
Shout out
to the Lady Leaders who are all flipping awesome. And then we had the Bullhorn party. You went to the ESC party, which, you know, that's an anxiety attack waiting to happen for me. Everybody knows.
I threw down for 3+ hours on the dance floor. The DJ was incredible. So shout out to ESC for the best DJ that I've run into in a very, very, very long time. And I actually walked out at one point, guys. They threw a song on and I turned my ass around and went back in for an hour and a half. So that did happen. If you're not
neurodivergent friendly.
If you catch me on the dance floor, there's a good chance I won't leave.
Yeah. Well, for those that participated in ESE, it looked in pictures like you were having an amazing time.
Yeah, we had a good time. I think the whole town knows that you had a good time there.
Yeah. 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 And then, you know, Aviante had an amazing party. Like there just was so much going on. Bullhorn.
You know, it's really nice. I think the exhibit hall, the space, by the way, Charlotte is a great city to walk around. It's a good city for conference. The food was good. But you know what was interesting is like, even though that convention hall was so spread out, it was okay. I think the expo hall being downstairs was a little weird.
I didn't love that. I didn't love the expo hall.
Because our partners, you know, work so hard and they put so much resources and time into being there. So ASA, that's not ASA's fault. That's just the venue.
That's just the conference center. But, you know, I did. Oh, the bookstore that was so resurrected.
Cool. I have a photo of you reading. Like,
oh my gosh.
You're Mrs. Rogers.
I was Mrs. Rogers. I had a sweater and all.
And there was a guy who randomly walked in front of you staring at a fake wall of books.
Oh my gosh, was that special. Not hilarious?
Oh, it was special.
So for our listeners,
he was a little older, so I don't want to be.
It's all right. He was having a minute, and I just was letting him have his minute. But so for our listeners, they decided to bring back the ASA bookstore, which has been a thing traditionally, and it's been gone for a while. And Hannah brought it. Yeah, Hannah Pat brought it back, and. It's fake books right on this wall. It was really cool, but you know, chairs and you could, and authors were coming and doing readings from their book. So a bunch of Lady Leaders, we kicked it off. We had a full house. It was awesome. But it just was very coffee shop-ish. And in this giant expo hall, you had this like little coffee shop moment. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was great. And I think, you know, shout out to all the exhibitors. Amazing work by ASA for that entire event. That was really, really well organized and done.
Yeah, Dustin, Emily, Diana, Haley, Lisa, Hannah. I mean, there's so much hard. And I know I've left out people, and please don't be offended.
Yeah, everyone works really hard.
Everyone works so hard. So hard. It was just so well done. Richard Wahlquist, the whole board. It was a well done event.
Shout out to Joni Biley, the chair lady of the board.
Yes. And so listen to this. For the first time in ASA history, we have gender parity on the board. We have equality on the board. So 50% men and 50% women not to be outdone, there are 4 Lady Leaders on the board.
That's not surprising since they're Lady Leaders.
They are pretty badass.
If there were going to be a bunch of women on the board.
Yeah, no, Robin Mee is now a part of the board as well, so she's a new board member. So just was so well done.
That was a long time coming. She's been a chair lady of the board She's like the Frank Sinatra of the staffing industry.
She certainly is.
No misogyny, but just the impact on the industry that she had. So
yeah. Well, why don't you call her the Ella Fitzgerald or the Sarah Vaughan of?
I think it's like we got to find a cool way to say something of
the Billie Holiday.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And if you don't know who Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan are,
I know who they are.
Okay. I just was. I thought maybe there
you,
was.
Do you realize
be
that I was such a lazy
moment?
I was such a lazy human that I made my history degree, the history of the world through music, my major was history, but I sub majored in all the music classes I had to do.
And dare I say, I love Mel Torme over Frank Sinatra all day long.
Listen, I will be disowned. Deceased grandfather. Who,
I'm sorry.
Only listening to Frank Sinatra?
I'm sorry. Mel Torme's Smooth as Velvet, best album ever made in the history of the universe.
Well, that does nothing to do with the breadth of work that Frank Sinatra did. So we can agree. I will listen. I have not listened to a lot of Mel, whatever his last name is. I don't know that well.
Voices like
you send me a text message with that man's name, I will do some research.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to get going here. I've had 4 AC vendors come to my house because it is broken and I live in South Florida.
And I'm going to go to sleep.
Yes, and I might do that once I get to my in-laws' house after this because I cannot live here without AC. So,
guys, if you're not participating in ASA, come on, get with it.
All right. Well, hey, and honestly, it is a great organization and does great work for our industry, legal and as well as content and setting the standards. So they are the standard for the legal bit of how we get, you know, people to work and do our amazing jobs every day. And we have the best industry. So or best.
We do. We do. Right.
Thanks.
This episode is sponsored by Senegal Software.
Your all-in-one software that moves at the speed of snapping.
Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whywepodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the Why We newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.
Bye, guys.